Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now, Singapore enjoys significant standing within the competitive meetings, incentives, conventions and exhibitions industry across Asia, or MICE. Currently, MICE visitors make up 15% of arrivals in Singapore, representing 22% of spending during the first half of 2018.
But how has the space evolved, and has technology disruption had an impact? Well, we chat with Aloysius Orlando, president of the Singapore Association of Convention and Exhibition Organizers and Suppliers, and CEO of SingX as well. So, Aloysius, welcome to the studio. How has the MICE space evolved?
I think it's getting exciting amidst the challenges that we see today geopolitically. But more importantly, with the digital era, we see that MICE event platforms are becoming enabling platforms. And what this means is that as industries disrupt, you're going to get new intersections of play, and you're going to get two ecosystems representing different industries coming together. That's going to be exciting because it means value creation is going to be very much on the uptick. What that means is that when you look at event platforms, how do you bring traditionally buyers and sellers together? How do you bring the seeking of knowledge as well as the gleaning of insights to make new value creation? Nothing beats face-to-face. And that's where what we will find is serendipity at play. And what it means is that you're going to get people searching for new insights, new solutions coming in because of this intersection of industries happening. And therefore, MICE event platforms will have to evolve by embracing this change. How do you enable both digital engagement together with a face-to-face meeting? And today, you and I, as participants of an event, are going to be very demanding. We want to make sure that there is a significant return of our time, and therefore the return on engagement, and therefore experience is also going to be crucial. So with this sort of evolution and the background that we see happening in the MICE space, the question would then be, how can organizers and more importantly event owners take full advantage of these factors at play?
Would you say that's the biggest challenge that the MICE space is facing today, this collision, if you will, of the two worlds in a serendipitous fashion, as you put it?
It is the greatest challenge. How is it that one can predict? You can't. You need to perhaps look at how can you design such moments of serendipity? How do you understand, how well do you understand your customers best so that you're able to match the profile? What are they seeking? And therefore design programs, whether it's a conference track or whether it is a hackathon, or whether it is startup zones, which markets do they come from. So it's going to be pretty much exacting on the organizers of events. Gone are the days where you can just put a table and the two chairs together and meet. I think you and I, we are going to be up in arms. We want to make sure that we're going to have a very significant return and significant engagement. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it's important for us to understand the customers. What exactly are the motivations behind industry growth? What are the new needs? What are the unmet needs? How do we cater to that? Mm.
Well, Aloysius, what innovations in the MICE space for the future economy are you spearheading?
Clearly, it's about how we can embrace and adopt technology into the event platform. It is not sort of a binary arrangement. It's, in other words, it's either you have technology or you don't. It's important to sort of integrate it for both face-to-face as well as digital. So at the barest minimum, you're going to get an app, and everyone has an app. But the question is, okay, when the event has taken place after 3 days, what happens? Most will delete the app. How do you continue conversations? Mm-hmm. So the challenge is, how can we put in place an enterprise system that can continue those conversations on collaboration, on knowledge seeking? So it provides us with an opportunity to move beyond just a 3-day physical face-to-face meeting, which is necessary, but how do you cater for the 362 days of engagement? We can't meet every other time, but we can do so by building and being part of communities online. So I think that's where, how do we blend digital space with the physical space is going to be crucial in terms of ensuring a high return on engagement.
What are some of the other misconceptions people have about the MICE space? I think that might be one of them, where it's just 3 days and goodbye. I'm out, never to see you again.
It's true. I think I put this as the traditional sort of approach. Not to say it's bad, but I think we would have shortchanged ourselves if you were just to look at an event just as a 3-day engagement. Because when you participate in an event, you're getting new knowledge, you're understanding better about the markets you want to penetrate, you're building new networks. Now, how do you keep this alive and kicking? Nothing beats continuing those conversations, either working to solve industry challenges, connecting with unusual dots, mm-hmm. with new communities, and how then can you then work with such communities and industry players to create new value for the business that you're operating in or the challenges that you might be addressing in your industry.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, what are some of the benefits SMEs can glean from taking part in these events like the SG Minds Forum?
SMEs are at the threshold of new discoveries. The bottom line is that one needs to be agile and adaptable. And SMEs, by the sheer definition, you're small and you're medium-sized.
You should be
nimble and adaptable.
They might not be, though.
But they might not be.
Yeah.
But what's the greatest drawback for us is the mindset. And sometimes it's about what we are familiar with. So therefore, look at event opportunities and event platforms as great opportunities to see what others are doing. And you will be amazed at how SMEs near and far are embracing technology. You will trip and fall, but that's the journey of discovery. I think that's where we try to be wiser, learn from others, and more importantly, pick up what might work for you, adapt. It doesn't mean you need to swing from one into the other. That's not the advice, but rather, how can you then calibrate your response by gleaning such insights, learning from what others have gone through, and come out stronger and better.
You also don't want to adopt for the sake of adopting.
That's
so true. It's best to see how it's working out for somebody else. You go first, it could be dangerous.
That's
kind
true.
Of.
That's true. It also depends on what's your state of readiness. You can be a bit conservative and you're being a bit very cautious. Nothing wrong with that. But sometimes you need to be a little bit bold. But be bold in an area where you at least have done your due diligence, you've learned from others, and you take calculated moves in order for you to be one step closer to your next chapter of growth.
Tell us how else tech has disrupted or maybe aided the MICE space. So obviously tech has made us all very impatient.
Oh, yes,
we need
indeed.
Everything at our fingertips.
And yeah, we are in an always on economy
and
always
too.
On society. I think when we look at, and I go back to my earlier point about the intersection of industries, technology certainly does not discriminate which industry you're in. So take, for example, finance, and you've heard about FinTech. One of the events that we do under SingX is the Singapore FinTech Festival. I think people are grappling, what is FinTech? And I think it's important for them to therefore use the event platform as a true showcase, as what companies are doing in terms of grappling or at least coming to grips with what fintech is. And we look at the ecosystem and technology impacting the fintech industry, whether it's from lending to payments to the application of Bitcoin, or even algorithms that are being used to make payments so easy. The question is, what can these serve? What industry challenges can this solve? And more importantly, what new businesses can arise? And when you design the event platform with this in mind, you are spotlighting what are some of the interesting solutions that are coming up, either in terms of startup or whether in terms of companies collaborating, also in terms of new speakers coming in to talk about what's happening in the industry. So I think that's where we see the event landscape morphing, and it has to always keep pace with what the developments are like in the industry. And one of the key things of concern for us is, what does disruption look like? So it's great to have an event that takes care of fintech. 3 years later, it's anybody's guess what this industry will evolve into. And therefore, I go back to my point about agility and adaptability.
Mm-hmm.
How then can you make sure that the event also keep pace with the developments in the industry?
Mm-hmm. Tell us, Aloysius, about the collaboration with Alibaba Cloud to promote upskilling programs and technology collaboration in Singapore.
I think one would be amazed to find out that Alibaba is such a behemoth, right? But when it comes to face-to-face meetings, they actually know next to nothing because they are e-commerce platform.
Mm-hmm.
But what they are very keen on, and this is something which we really cherish, is because they would like to look at how can they offer their hospitality suites of services to event organizers and as well as participants. And so what we are trying to do with Alibaba is to see how best can we take advantage of their e-commerce platforms in order to enable better engagement with participants at the events. Now, it could be as simple as getting a hotel booking, your airfare, your travel, transport, your F&B needs all nicely gelled up into one. And understanding what the customer journey is like and where can those touch points be created, making use of Alibaba to ensure that the engagement is truly exceptional.
Mm. So it sounds like the experience economy has infiltrated the MySpace, hasn't
Definitely.
It?
Definitely.
This
yeah.
increase in demand, speed and everything, and that it should be a holistic experience.
That's right. Experience economy has been around for quite some time. I think it has come to the fore because of this guy called Mr. Tech or Miss Tech. And technology has enabled us to really demand things really instantaneously. But at the same time, it gives us an opportunity to think about what are the new things that we can work on such that it meets the unmet need of people. So at the end of the day,
Do we know what the need is just yet?
That's a challenge because we are very fickle-minded people.
Yeah.
We change.
Mm.
Our needs change as pressures of the industry and society impact us. But what's important is therefore to be responsive. Now, that's why when we look at the application of technology on an event, when you participate in an event, you will fill up a form, right? And you do that online still. Why is it important even more now? Because of the profile. If we know better what your profile, what's your background, we'll be able to match who you'll be searching for.
Mm.
I think it's therefore making use of technology to have a better business matching so that it enables you to find what you're looking for in your business needs.
Mm-hmm. Anticipatory as well?
It's certainly anticipatory.
Yeah.
Definitely. And I think
like
that's
predicting,
why,
you see, Bernard.
It
look
is.
Look into
yeah.
crystal ball
Correct.
And try yeah. and figure out what you don't know you want.
That's true. That's yesteryear, right?
Yeah.
Looking at a crystal ball, which we still do. But
it's just called
now,
the
it's called algorithm. Right? It's nice, fanciful term. It's basically trying to understand you better.
Yeah.
And trying to spook you.
Mm, okay.
I like that. Well, personally, how do you keep up with tech and all this disruption? How do you do that?
I have this whole thing called a dummy's guide, which is basically a blank sheet of paper.
Uh-huh.
You have to keep your mind, you need to have the attitude of mind to learn. I think as we age, it's important for us to keep abreast of what exactly is happening out there. And that's why building networks, building communities, being part of events such as the FinTech Festival mm-hmm. and also advanced manufacturing, which we do, keeps us very much onto the pulse of the industry. I think that's always important because you never know what next big thing is going to happen. I think that's why it also serves as something that's very exciting because you'll be able to figure out, okay, what's the next big thing and be part of that whole value creation process.
Mm. Aloysius Arlando is president of Singapore Association of Convention and Exhibition Organizers and Suppliers, also the CEO of SingX. Aloysius, thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.